listening and waiting and to hear your voice. Say
yes,
something.
Well, I'm glad that they can hear it.
Me too. We did a little work for this one this morning, didn't we?
We sure did. Thanks for showing up, Tim.
I totally appreciate it. And I've got some questions that have come from listeners over time. First of all, they just wanted to hear your voice and know that everything was well. Some of our listeners are concerned that the Restore America movement isn't happening, and I knew you could say something powerful about that.
Oh, I can assure you it is happening right on schedule. It is going great.
Now, what kind of things are actually involved in the statement, and it's happening and on schedule? What kind of things can people get their teeth into, Tim?
Well, actually, if you've been paying attention to California, they just passed a law in the last couple of days, going back to common law, unless you're driving a commercial vehicle, you're not required to have a driver's license any longer.
Really?
That was in the news yesterday, yes.
Oh, my God, that's terrific.
Oh, isn't that something? So we are going back to common law. The Supreme Court made a decision, also ruled that we have to go back to common law as well here about a month ago. I did get the decision. I've not read it yet, but I did get the commentary on it, and it says that the courts are going to have to go back to common law. I believe that was our orders when we sent in March, if I remember correctly, March the 30th. I believe that's what it said, didn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway,
so we are seeing some results from what we did, although it's not as moving quite as quickly as we had hoped. Things are in place now, and we do have the support of all of the agencies now, and they have recognized us around the world as the government.
Wow, I got chills.
69 nations up to this point have recognized us as the government, lawful government.
How many nations are there?
I don't know, honestly.
So maybe we got 50. Yeah, I bet we've got at least half.
I have to look that one up. Over 200, I would think. But anyway, 69 nations, as of last count, are on board and supporting the Restore America plan and the Republic. And in fact, they're very anxious to see it come in. And we have been promised the funding to fund our government. From some of these nations around the world have already stepped forward and committed. We actually have the letters of commitment, committing the assets, and we have more than enough assets to fund the government in place.
How long is that going to take from the papers to the funds in hand, do you think?
So it's already done.
Oh, it's already done.
Yeah, we've got permission. We have already consent to take possession of the assets.
Perfect. What do you think the time frame is on that?
The biggest problem we have is the logistics of taking possession of assets. In one cache, and I can't reveal too much about it, but it's over 3.5 million metric tons of gold.
Million metric tons? Do we have an idea of how
big?
Over 3.5 million
metric tons of gold has been pledged. So that's just in one cache. We have two other caches as well. That's just one of them. And the others are that larger, and there's a smaller one as well that's been pledged. Plus, we've been pledged in excess of $18 trillion in funds from supporters around the world. The people are very anxious to see this happen around the world. They're coming forward. And I like to tell the people that God's hand is in this. God is 100%. It has amazed me in the last few weeks what has really happened. About 40 years ago, there were principles around the world that God told that they needed to start putting away gold because the restoration of the Republic was coming. And of the United States, of the American Republic was coming, and it had to be funded, and he wanted them to fund it. And so for 40 years, they've been putting away gold bullion for this project. Not just one. There are more than 300 principles involved that God told them all about the same time to do this.
Oh, my God.
And this is so incredible what God has done. It just has blown me away. And they said there would be a man that would stand up to resurrect the republic. And about 2 months ago, they contacted me and said they believed that I was the man, and now it's been confirmed, and I am the trustee to take over the fund to resurrect the republic.
Oh, I've got chills all over myself.
And so that's what they said, and these people are they said, God told them, give it to us, that it was to resurrect this not just this government. We have enough to resurrect governments around the world and assets.
Well, that's totally terrific.
And to help many nations, not just this nation.
Could you give us a brief update on what's going on with the grand juries?
Well, the grand juries are in place. We've got a couple of them we're still having a few issues with, but the vast majority of the grand juries are in place and just waiting. We're waiting on funding to actually fund the grand juries. We're meeting on that next week. We hopefully will have it by then. We do have a number of accounts that are being funded, and all that's in process. We don't have them cleared yet, but they're days away from being cleared. So we can do some funding for the juries, and that's really important.
Okay, what's going on with what's going on with foreclosures and credit cards?
Well, we have put in an order to stop it. We're waiting on the response to that order, and that's all I can go into right now.
Okay, that's great.
I will say there has been good news about it, but I can't share too much about that yet because it's a little early.
Yeah, Darren Baker wants to know what's going on with bonded promissory notes. Do you think they're going to be more readily accepted?
I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know yet. We've still got some meetings to hold. I'm not sure. I just don't know yet how that's going to work out.
But hey, Tim, I have a quick question for you. On the to change the subject just slightly, the events with General McChrystal, do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't really know what's going on there. I'll probably get an update on that today, but I tried to yesterday, but our sources were tied up. We couldn't talk.
Okay.
We have secured channels that we can communicate with different people in very high places in governments around the world, and I've not been updated on that situation. I suspect it's just he made some comments he probably shouldn't have made at this point.
Do you think that the media reporter was also maybe grandstanding a little bit?
Well, they're making a big issue out of it.
Into it.
Yeah, they're making an issue out of this, and it's probably more reporters than anything else.
It seems to me it'd be more hearsay than anything at this point.
He did an interview for a magazine.
Yeah.
They got documents. He did make some statements. He probably got caught doing something. He probably was against protocol. And they, knowing the character of the people that he's dealing with, the narcissist people in the government, they'll probably abuse him pretty bad over it.
Tim, I realize you've got very little time here, and we actually have to end this recording in a moment and get it to the radio station. I just really want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to CW and Billy Ray and
yes.
All the work that all of you guys are doing. Kelby Smith is just an outstanding individual here in the state of California. Dr. Debbie Ringchop has just been busting her chops, making sure this stuff all works. So I just want to say thank you, and I'm going to try to get another recording from you for next week.
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
All right.
God bless you, Tim.
Take care. God bless y'all.
Take care.